I don't know, I'm trying to do my reading and I can't pay attention to it. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's old and it was translated already. So, I don't know, it's kind of, I don't know, it's just, I get distracted, you know? Read it out loud. Is that gonna help me? I mean, it'll entertain you, maybe. I don't know if it'll help me make it more exciting, but okay. I'll start at the first chapter for your benefit. And not because I totally just don't remember anything I read. okay. What are you doing? You're gonna eat me out while I read it? Well, that's really gonna distract me. Oh, okay. I mean, if you want me distracted, why not? I'll get all these off. And you are welcome to go to town. Don't blame me for anything mispronounced, okay? With you down there, I'm not sure if you're actually going to absorb much, but instead of the first of the chapter, I'll start where I left off. I followed the road to Sash along the left bank of the river, noticing carefully the details of the hill on the opposite shore. At length, I reached my park, embellished with centennial trees, which I knew to be of that of Rapsbell. I arrived just as the bell was ringing for breakfast. After the meal, my host, who little suspected that I had walked from Tours, carried me over his estate, from the borders of which I saw the valley on all sides under its many aspects. Here through a vista, there its broad extent, often my eyes were drawn to the horizon along the golden blade of the horn, where the sails made fantastic figurines among the currents as they flew before the wind. Fuck. No, that's not in there. Fuck you. Here, let me hold you right there. As we mounted a crest, I came in sight of the Chateau d'Aise, like a diamond of many facets, setting of the Indre, standing on wooden piles concealed by flowers. Farther on in a hollow, I saw the romantic masses of the Chateau de Seche, a sad retreat, though full of harmony, too sad for the superficial, but dear to a poet with a soul in pain. I too came to love its silence, its great gnarled trees, and the nameless, mysterious influence of its solitary valley. But now each time that we reached an opening towards the neighboring slope, which gave to view the pretty castle I noticed in the morning, I stopped and I looked at it with pleasure. I said to my host, reading in my eyes the sparkling desires which youth so ingenuously betrays, "So you sent from afar for a pretty woman as dog since game." Oh, I did not like the speech, but I asked of the name of the castle and of its owner. "It's Clashegord," he replied, "a pretty house belonging to the Comte de Morstaff, the head of an historic family in Touraine, whose fortune dates from days of Louis the